And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. As always, I'm joined by our cannabis correspondent, Leland Rucker. He is the senior editor at thenewsstation.com. Leland, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Always good to be here.
So you have some figures for us that are a little bit different from the Department of Revenue.
Yeah, this is a kind of an interesting thing. Colorado marijuana sales fell in August. Now, this has been a thing, you know, it's always risen, but it fell on a monthly and a yearly basis, according to data from the State Department of Revenue. And recreational medical marijuana sales combined for a total of just under $192 million in August. Now, remember, that's $192 million that was spent, that's just taxed on cannabis. That's a lot of money, but it's down nearly 7% from the $206 million in the same month last year, and about 5% less than the $202 million in July. So I think, you know, with both medical and recreational marijuana sales falling from July to August, after six straight years of annual growth, you know, we've had annual growth every year since cannabis became legal, especially during the summer, during the months of June, July, and August, I'm guessing that maybe cannabis has maybe found its audience, or is beginning to find its audience. I mean, I never thought that cannabis would reach everyone in the United States. That's just not going to happen, you know. But I think that maybe some of those increases will flatten out as we go along. And in other news, this is interesting, it was announced last week that Wana Brands, which was started here in Boulder by Nancy Whiteman, is debuting a product called Wana Optimals Fit Gummies. It's an edible product that can curb appetite, they say.
Interesting.
Yeah, this, you know, this could be a big deal. You know, no cannabis product has ever been an appetite suppressant at the same time. Generally, that's the idea, is that, you know, you use marijuana and then you eat a bag of potato chips while you're watching the Broncos. And this is an appetite suppressant, and we'll have to see what happens. The active ingredient comes from ECS Brands. It's their Varin oil, V-A-R-I-N, Varin oil, and that's in Broomfield. And the Wana Vice President of Innovation, Mike Hennessy, said they're addressing one of the underlying conditions causing weight gain, unhealthy eating habits, which is something we generally associate with cannabis. But they say the THCV, which is the chemical, can enhance focus, lift energy, and actually curb appetite. And they're basing this on a study that was conducted by the National Institute of Health and CBD products distributor Sun Florida in the state of Florida, where the oil cut hunger, food cravings, and anxiety. And this was in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled environment. So one study says, yes, this definitely has something to do. The CEO of ECS Brands, Arthur Jaffe, said that the results far exceeded our expectations.
Wow, I imagine that that could be huge for, say, a medical marijuana patient that uses a high amount of marijuana, maybe, or and uses it on a regular basis, that if I guess is the question, though, right? If that curbs appetite and cuts anxiety, that maybe that's a game changer.
It has in this one test. It has in this one test, and that's very encouraging. So I always suggest more tests. And that's basically what science is about, you know, is let's have somebody else do the same thing and see if they can prove us wrong or right. You know, that's the whole idea behind science. And also, this is some interesting news as well. Wana Brands has agreed to an acquisition offer from Canopy Growth. And Canopy Growth is a large Canadian cannabis corporation that does this kind of thing. It buys other companies for itself. And the deal is valued at nearly $300 million. There's no stock options involved. It's just cash. But under the agreement, this is the very interesting part, the merger won't be finalized until and unless Congress legalizes marijuana at the federal level. We've heard a lot about this. There are bills in the House, there are bills in the Senate, but nothing has really happened. And, you know, the marijuana industry kind of feels that it's a matter of when and not if. And I guess Wana is prepared to wait 2 years or 10 years, however long it's going to take for that to happen. But until then, it remains independent. So that's an interesting thing. Joe Hodes, who works for WANA, says, it's like buying the first round draft pick 3 years from now. They can't have any control over WANA until the option is exercised. And Joe Hodes thinks that this probably could be a part of the future of cannabis.
Yeah, circling back to what you said at the beginning about revenue sales, perhaps the big headlines won't be individual revenue sales anymore, but these big business deals associated with marijuana.
Yeah, I think that Joe is right. I think that definitely these kinds of deals are going to dominate the industry, especially in the next few years, because as we know, money talks.
And you can always catch Leland Rucker here keeping us in the loop with what's happening in the world of cannabis. We'll hear the Cannabis Report on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. Leland, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.